A lot. A lot of emotion though. Well, that's it. The emotion started
for the first
the game. Just from the build up towards the game, the energy around the city, the country. It's just a lot of emotions running through my mind, and just the final whistle when it was just like so surreal, you know. Waiting for that moment, very long time. Never thought it would come around, especially after the last cycle. Just to know that we had finally, you know, qualified for a World Cup. Amazing moments. Just great. That's a good question. I don't know exactly when we started believing, but he brought that belief in us very early on. In his first meetings, he told the team that we wanted to World Cup. Just keep working away at it. Get stronger and stronger as a team. Belief grew, confidence grew. Just better performing, getting the results. That's important. To win games and keep doing that, and of course, the confidence grows. It's much better. The trust in each other. Got to this point where we just felt like any game we go into, we feel strong. That's just been a process, and yeah, we're happy where we are right now. We're obviously going to go up with it. We've shown that we can play some good football against some really good opposition. We've done what we wanted to do here in CONCACAF. Obviously, we have another game that's an important game for us. We started already talking about things, how we could be in the World Cup. Us not just going to the World Cup, but going there, performing well. Really showing what Canada's about. So we have the faith to make some noise.
Laura Armstrong, Toronto Star, please.
Hi, Jay. Congratulations. I just wondered about that moment with Milan on the field when he pitched and stood over the captain's armband. What has it been like to experience this run with him?
Yeah, it's been special. We've been through a lot of cycles together. Me and Milan have been together for 12, 13 years. It's a long time. We've seen a lot of lows throughout this whole process, team. To be here where we are now, with all the work that we've put in, as well as the players that were here with us before, we're not here now. And where we are right now, and the teams here, how much we've developed, how much we've grown as a team, as a nation. It's just special. You know, we couldn't really picture this years ago. And it's all come around so fast. It's so surreal. It's a very special moment to us, for sure.
We'll go with Michael McCall and then Derek Mendes.
Hi, Atiba. Congratulations on everything. The last couple of years, everyone's talked about this group as a golden generation. Players said that until you actually achieve something, we couldn't be called that. You've now achieved it. got such a young squad, and when you look at the fact that you're going to be now in the mix two World Cups, what is the ceiling for this team? How good do you think it can be? What do you think has sparked this change?
Sky's the limit for this team. We're just going to continue to push our limits, to develop, to grow. It's not easy to get into this team now. I think there's going to be a lot of competition in that now in football. Players need to push each other.
Congratulations on the achievement. I just want to ask you about yourself personally and what it means. You've given so much to this program. You've come back to play when a lot of people thought it wasn't supported. I guess the program wasn't supported the way maybe a lot of people thought it should be. What does it mean now to be here and to get a chance to wear that crest at a World Cup?
Yeah, it means the world. It means a lot to me, for sure. This was always something I dreamt of. First moment I've done in Jersey to have the country, to be so far away from it at first, and to be able to achieve this right at the end of my career, it's just, it's an amazing feeling. I'm able to experience this. Now we've got a really good team. The approach, the mindset that we have is so it's great to be a part of it. Just very appreciative and grateful that I'm still here. Well, a chance to go through this.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Sorry, I'm sure.